What do you call a bee that's having a bad hair day? A frisbee! And speaking of bees, I was talking with my friend the other day, and he said to me, "What rhymes with orange?" And I said, "No, it doesn't!" On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about my cute little state of Rhode Island, nicknamed the Ocean State, after Billy Ocean. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about, did a sumo wrestler ever make you cry as a baby? Well, I'll tell you exactly what that means in one culture, and the answer just may surprise you. Or will it? Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. You are listening to episode number 41 of Aggressively Positive, brought to you by goodpeopledoinggood.org, the nonprofit that I run that has performed almost 25,000 random acts of kindness. And this episode is being brought to you by the patrons of Good People Doing Good. To become a patron for as little as $1 a month, visit patreon.com/goodpeopledoinggood. All right, looks like we're starting this episode off in Brazil. The Joinville Volunteer Fire Brigade in Brazil responded to an unusual request, the rescue of a baby doll named Nico. Nico is Sergio da Silva's best friend who had fallen from the third floor of a building where he lives while quote-unquote sunbathing. The 49-year-old man has an intellectual disability that was caused by lack of oxygen in the brain during childbirth. Therefore, his mental development did not exceed 6 years of age. It was about 10 p.m. when firefighter Jose received the phone call. Nico was a gift given by the family. The doll accompanies Sergio wherever he goes. He has clothes and changes every day. Sergio takes the doll to brush his teeth when he goes to brush his, and he celebrates Nico's birthday every year. He stays with Nico all the time, except when he goes to classes. Then he tells the doll to be nice and take a nap while he is away, said Sergio's sister. Hence the urgency to save Nico after he fell from the balcony and ended up on the roof of the building's garage. He kept going down to the balcony and looking at the doll down there, and he was crying and talking to him. We didn't know what else to do except call the firefighters. Without much hope, she called the fire department, thinking she would not be taken seriously. The dispatcher at the emergency center understood the situation and sent a unit right away. When we were told it was laying on a roof, I imagined it was going to be on top of the house. I didn't understand anything until we arrived and saw that it was a building. With the help of a bow, they threw a rope on top of the roof until it hit the doll. Then little by little, they closed the loop until Nico was caught by the rope. We tried to pin it down. We were thinking of other ideas, but nothing was working. We improvised. There was no other way to do it. It was not a heavy-duty roof that we could get on, recalled one of the firemen. Meanwhile, the family took Sergio for a ride to distract him, and when he got home and saw Nico in bed, he cried tears of joy. 2 days later, the fire department returned to visit him. Sergio promised that Nico will be well away from the balconies. That's a great story. It's family, it's strangers, everybody coming together to help someone. Dropping a doll on a roof to him means so much more than dropping a doll on a roof to us. And the fire department understood that. His family obviously understands that. And the fact that they came together and when they saw it wasn't an easy task, still didn't give up for Sergio. And he's got his best friend back. He's got his teeth brushing buddy back. But not school buddy. Nope. He needs to nap then. Oh, it's so cute.
We
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts. Zip, zip, zip. Mr. Rogers always mentioned out loud that he was feeding his fish because a young blind viewer once asked him to do so. Once. She wanted to know that the fish were okay, so he always continued to do it. That's awesome! During Prohibition, moonshiners would wear cow shoes. The fancy footwear left hoof prints instead of footprints, helping distillers and smugglers evade police. Since founding the Imagination Library in 1995, Dolly Parton has donated 100 million books to kids. Volvo gave away their 1962 patent for the revolutionary three-point seatbelt for free in order to save lives. Thanks, Volvo! To Sundoku is the act of acquiring books and not reading them. Ravens in captivity can learn to talk better than parrots. Bela Lugosi was buried in full Dracula costume, cape and all. Long before rap battles, there was flighting, the exchanging of witty, insulting verses. The verbal throwdowns were popular in England and Scotland from the 5th to the 16th centuries. An estimated 1 million dogs in the U.S. have been named primary beneficiary in their owner's will. Wow. The Russians showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London because they were using the Julian calendar instead of the Gregorian calendar. Count von Count, love of numbers isn't just a quirky character trait. In traditional vampire folklore, the bloodsuckers have arithmomania, a compulsion to count. And in Japan, letting a sumo wrestler make your baby cry is considered good luck. Okay, my friends, let's talk tea. Not guarantee or even abductee, but let's talk baby tea. She's turning 1 year old in 10 days as of the day that I'm recording this. She's on the move, crawling around, making these cutest little noises. Listen to these arm farts. Not enough for you? Listen to this laugh. The noise that I'm making in that video, well, the reason I originally did that noise and I knew she laughed at it, it's because it's my impression of Liza reacting to baby T pooping in the tub. It's not a daily occurrence, but it happens enough that we have a song about it. We go poop poops in the dipe, not in the tub. We go poop poops in the dipe, whoa, not in the tub. Come on, we go poop poops in the dipe, bo. Not in the tub, I like, you know, and it just kind of keeps going on. We have so many songs, and I was chatting with a coworker of mine this week, and she has plenty of songs too. If it's that common, I really, 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 really want to hear a song that you guys have. If any listeners have a song, send it to me, goodpeopledoinggood.org@gmail.com. And if you can't remember that email address, just go to goodpeopledoinggood.org and contact me through the site. I'll totally play them on the next Life with Baby T. But yeah, it's such an amazing thing being a father. And to just the cutest, happiest, smilingest little girl. I can't wait to play outside with her a lot more this summer. I can't wait till she can talk, and I go to pick her up from daycare, and she just yells, "Daddy!" Runs up to me and gives me the biggest hug. Man, it's beautiful, and I couldn't be happier with her. Happy early birthday, beautiful. I love you so much. All right, now this story brings us to my home state, Rhode Island. Well, I'm already in Rhode Island. But if you aren't, close your eyes. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Just, imagine. Now you're in Rhode Island. Okay. A pizza delivery man in Rhode Island received an unexpected hug at the time he needed it most. On February 15th, Lindsay Shealy ordered delivery from Wicked Good Pizza in West Warwick, Rhode Island. After paying for the food, her two-year-old son, Cohen, ran outside to say goodbye to the pizza man. Last night, when we got our pizza and ranch delivery, Cohen ran outside to give the delivery guy a big hug. Tried to kiss him, too. We thought it was sweet and funny, then realized that our doorbell might have caught the interaction on camera. And it did. The day after she posted the heartwarming video, Shealy received a personal message from the pizza delivery guy, Ryan Catterson. Catterson, who saw the video through a mutual friend, asked if he could share it on Facebook. Shealy visited his profile, and she discovered a GoFundMe page for the funeral expenses of his 16-year-old daughter, Alyssa, who passed away unexpectedly a week prior. Little did we know what Cohen's hug meant to a strange man, she wrote in an update. And that hug from Cohen was a little blessing. Shealy said, I believe in divine appointments, and I know that Ryan was the one to deliver our pizza for a reason. Catterson, 38, told the local news how much that hug meant to him. Quote, it was perfect timing for it. I had been telling my family how much I needed hugs. And then that sweet little boy gave me one, he said. It was almost as if the universe, or my daughter, had known and sent it to me. Catterson continued, we get really caught up in the fast pace of life, and I think that sometime that causes us to lose sight of what actually matters, which is mental well-being. You never know when the last time you're going to see someone you love will be. So I hope tonight every parent out there takes a few minutes to explain to their children how much they love them. Hug them a little tighter than usual. Talk to them about their feelings and teach them how to deal with pain in healthy ways. I've been a pizza guy. I am a father. I've seen the way that kids look at pizza men. It's like, on the level of cool, goes like fireman, and then immediately pizza man. Close third, ice cream man. But pizza man is silver, if not gold runner up. And so, I understand why little Cohen gave him that hug. And I also, as a father, and reading this man's words, I understand how that little boy's hug meant the world to him. But in that sentiment that I always try to push, you know, give what you have, do what you can. That kid had a hug. That hug was a lot better than any $100 tip. I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna squeeze my almost one-year-old daughter tighter than I ever have. All right, that's it for this heavy episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found it inspiring. For Good People Doing Good and Aggressively Positive merch, check out goodpeopledoinggood.org and click store. We got some new shirt designs, some mugs, and if you're a patron, you get a 10% discount code. Find us on the internet, Facebook, Webstagram, you know that. And feel free to rate and give us a 5-star review on any of whatever your listening apps are. Sorry, that last story just hit me, and my brain is not even reading too well right now. Just can't stop thinking about my daughter and how much I love her. I love you guys too. You're the best, and you're awesome. Never forget that. Stay good and do good. Toodles, friends.
And they lived happily ever after.
Aww. That was a nice story.
Okay, Elmo. Time to close your eyes and get to sleep.
Mr. Andrea Bocelli, does Elmo don't have to.
Elmo, we have had a story, a song. It's late and you must be sleepy.
Oh, Elmo isn't sleepy. Elmo wants some water and another story. Elmo's eyes are open, wide awake, and Elmo doesn't feel so snory.
Time to say goodnight. Lie down. Here is your bear. You have had such a wonderful day. Playing, counting to 20. Singing songs. And going to the park with your friends. So now won't you give me a hug? It's time to say goodnight.
Elmo doesn't wanna. Elmo isn't tired. Elmo wants to stay up. You don't have to worry. Elmo makes a promise. Elmo be okay up.
Time to say goodnight. Relax and close your eyes. You need to get plenty of rest. You've got a full day tomorrow. Playing games, dancing and saying the alphabet. So now won't you give me a kiss? It's time to say goodnight. So
Jelly, please, Elmo's trying to sleep.
Sleep, sleep, sleep.